WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today, the nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, will be on Capitol Hill meeting with senators whose votes he'll need for confirmation. But also today, the House Ethics Committee could meet and decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Gaetz. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The bipartisan House Ethics Committee spoke with two women who say Gaetz paid them for sex. Overnight, ABC News exclusively obtaining financial records revealing Gaetz appears to have sent the women over $10,000, including 27 Venmo payments, some labeled just because, travel, and extra for you.
Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. President-elect Trump making two more cabinet choices. Howard Lutnick, a Wall Street executive, to lead the Commerce Department, and Linda McMahon, former pro wrestling executive, as the education secretary. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed today because of the threat of a Russian strike on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman faces a disciplinary complaint from the State Office of Lawyer Regulation. It's in regards to alleged misconduct during his 2020 election investigation. The 10-count complaint accuses Gabelman of ethical violations, including filing false statements and disobeying court orders. It stems from his work as special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. Law Forward brought this to the Lawyer Regulation Office. Jeff Mandel from Law Forward went on our Maggie Dawn show.
Mr. Gabelman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. He took on from the beginning a matter that was beyond his competency and knowledge. He violated his duties to his client. He lied to courts in two different counties, and actually multiple courts in Dane County. He mistreated and lied to opposing counsel. He lied to the public and misled them. He told his client one thing and then testified in the legislature to the exact opposite.
The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gabelman. The complaint notes that he was paid $11,000 a month for his four-month investigation that yielded no results. If you had to guess, how many robocalls do you think you get every day or every week? Wisconsin's Attorney General is asking the FCC to better regulate them. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A statement says Attorney General Josh Call is joining forces with 46 other state attorney generals. They're calling for improvements to the FCC's robocall mitigation database. The coalition is pushing for more vetting of phone providers and harsher consequences for those submitting false information. Thousands of complaints about unwanted calls and related scams have been filed in Wisconsin in the past year.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered light snow showers by later this afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high of 43. Tonight, scattered snow showers, 29. Tomorrow, a little light rain and snow. It'll be windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. A voice for medicine. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Their cabinet pick so far? I mean, these are like beyond insane. Someone who is credibly accused of having sex with an underage girl. Someone who sucks up to foreign dictators and has attracted major concern that they can't be trusted to protect America's secrets from our adversaries. Someone who paid hush money to cover up a sexual assault accusation, you know, to lead our military. He's picked because Donald Trump likes him on Fox News.
Yay for alpha liberals like Representative Jim McGovern. Go on, Jim. It's your birthday.
Someone who says that tap water turns kids gay?
No, jeez.
I mean, this is the dream team? This is the dream team?
Oh, my God.
Really? I mean, seriously, it would be funny if it weren't so sad. And hopefully, the United States Senate has a backbone and insists on a thorough confirmation process.
Okay. Gramby picked someone else he saw on the TV.
I have it right here.
I feel like this would be my mom's cabinet if she were, you know what I'm saying?
Glenn Beck would be in there.
Huh?
Glenn Beck would be in there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And David.
I like that Dr. Oz. Oh, he's the one that said it's fine if we lose, 2-3% of our school kids to COVID? Because that's a, you know. Wow. Okay. When he and Bobby are in charge. Remember how I say I believe in children of the future?
At least Oz is an actual doctor.
Sorry, kids.
I'll give him that. He's an actual doctor.
He's an actual doctor, unlike Dr. Phil, who's a doctor of...
BS-ology?
Ology.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is why Dr. Oz got buried in the Senate race, because he's a crank like everybody else for this. Oh, my God. By the way, so have they done one thing on inflation, which supposedly this whole election was about? No, it's about bullying a trans lawmaker. Oh, my God, Nancy Mace is so despicable. That is the definition of a bully. She wants to put forward a bill. First of all, trans people have been using the bathroom in the Capitol forever, and everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares who's peeing in the next stall? Oh, my God. Okay. So anyway, there's one trans person that's been elected to Congress, Sarah McBride, and she has to make it a point to have her first move to be to bully her.
Mm-hmm.
That trans people can't use the bathroom. She doesn't mean ever. She means you. She means she wants to keep her out of their reindeer games. I choose this entire party.
Mm-hmm. From now on, Dave, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Speaking of, was it drinking water turning you gay? I don't know what's, okay.
Is that RFK Jr. said that?
Yeah, yes. He said fluoride in drinking water.
Fluoride, that's it.
Yeah.
Fluoride, that's it.
Oh, is that what he blamed for why I wouldn't him back when he invited me falconing?
It was all that fluoride.
That's right.
I told him about skate. He's like, it's all right, bring your girlfriend.
Did he really say that?
Yes. Do you know what a skee ball he is?
That's skeevy.
I played his messages for, you know, Robin Trish.
Of Robin Trish.
Do you still have them?
You still have them? Oh. Only.
Oh.
Oh. His voice really did make it sound like he was masturbating, but I'm just, you know what? I did not save them.
Oh, I wish you had.
I wish you had.
Who could have seen this coming?
Oh, I wish you had. I saved the voicemail from Eric Stoltz to me years ago. So.
Oh, I just saw him in an episode of Madam Secretary last night.
He also directs a lot of those.
He grew up very handsome.
He's very handsome.
He was just a goofy redheaded kid when I was at USC Theater with him.
Man.
Back when I was whining to Bill White about why he got an A and I didn't in drama class.
He's a very nice guy.
What did Bill White say? Can I say the kid's got it?
He does.
He's like, you're a unibrow loser. It's kind of going to end up working
did
in your
really
basement.
Did he really say that?
You're not going to be Carol Burnett. You're going to work in your basement.
Ally Sheedy had it, too.
Yes, she did.
Us people that I went to school and had it. It whatever it is that you don't end up working in your basement. Chris, who said, I hate the word homophobia. It's not a phobia. You're not scared. You're a hole. Who said that?
Snagglepuss.
No. Oh. The fantastic Morgan Freeman.
Although that is, a lot of Morgan Freeman quotes are thrown around out there attributed to him, but they're not him. Do we know that that was Morgan Freeman?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a good thing, whatever it is he said.
So we're putting words into that man's mouth.
Yeah.
Have we said welcome, Morning Joe viewers? Hello. Good morning. What did I tell you yesterday?
And they are on for 4 hours a day.
Wow.
Morning
they
Joe
are?
Ratings.
Do they do 4 hours of live programming?
4 hours a
okay.
day.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I could have told you. Based on Monday morning's hour-by-hour ratings, Morning Joe viewers were not happy with Joe and Mika's announcement that they met privately with Trump at Mar-a-Lago and kissed the ring. Dino Badala is coming up on our show, and he wrote a great piece on this. He was talking about about bowing to fascism on Joy Reid, in fact, just last week, and it was great. So Nielsen ratings obtained by Mediaite show a significant drop in viewers in the 7 a.m. hour. Roughly 38% of the lucrative 25-54 demo tuned off MSNBC or switched to another network. I switched to CNN this morning.
Yeah.
You know what it was? I went to look at how they reacted to it.
Just watch
and
local
Joe
news.
Was just Joe was even more smug and condescending and insulting his viewers. Yeah. Like it's just a few social media cranks and all my friends called and said it's so great. That was so, like, really? Do you know real people? Like, really? Other people in your media bubble or other, you know, rich white people from Montauk or wherever the... What does he have? Anyway.
CNN after 4 a.m. Pacific time is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
They don't do a lot of, like, you know, opinion panels or whatever. They do. Like, they give you the straight news, which I prefer.
Yeah.
CNN between, like, midnight and 3 because then they're all drunk.
Scarlett says the backlash to his 180 on Trump doesn't... First of all, they just have no credibility, whether they're supporting or criticizing Trump now. They have no credibility, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're worse than J.D. Vance. Mm-hmm. You called him out for saying he was Hitler. Mm-hmm. It was a week ago. Anyway, he said it doesn't reflect reality, the backlash. Yesterday, I saw for the first time what a massive disconnect there was between social media and the real world because we were flooded with phone calls from people all day. Really?
Kissing
Everyone
ass.
From Southampton... Right. To Montauk, to everyone that winter is in antiques. Sorry. Okay. literally all around the world. Very positive. Very
all around the
supportive.
World.
Oh, well, talk about living in your own little bubble, Joe.
And your ratings are down, buddy, so those phone calls don't matter.
Who is it? Oh, Ron Filipowski, our friend, said, my friends called me and told me it was cool. So the millions of people on social media who used to watch our show on occasion who are upset and vowed to never watch it again are all idiots. Yep. That was a great response. You know, you're an idiot if you're upset by that.
They should have just said, I'm sorry, we're just afraid to get arrested. Yeah. That's what they mean have said.
The new owners of MSNBC could fire them tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's time to rethink that disastrous not hiring the Stephanie Miller Show decision from whenever this
I hope they learn their lesson.
Show started. Let that be a lesson to you people. I creep up on you. It takes time. What year is that? We were supposed to... Whenever Morning Joe started.
2008? It was when right. Don Imus was fired.
Imagine how the world would be different.
I think it was 2008.
Yeah.
We might still be trapped in that little island just off of the New Jersey Turnpike.
I just remember Jim Warden, the only place we could walk is this little parking lot in Secaucus.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent like 20 minutes looking at a shoe going, how do you think that ended for that guy?
It's Jersey.
Is this mob?
It's Jersey.
What is... Just the one shoe.
We were trapped in some Sheraton that was cut off from the rest of the world by the New Jersey Turpike. We couldn't cross it.
We couldn't
or
do anything.
We couldn't
trapped.
Do anything.
How'd you get there?
a car drove us. And then once the car dropped us off.
Yeah. So we didn't get the job. We were like, oh, good.
Good.
Now we're finally back to L.A.
We can finally leave Secaucus.
Somehow. I didn't think we'd ever get out of this cul-de-sac. Yes, the reporting, a pair of sources privy to behind-the-scenes decision-making told CNN that Scarborough and Brzezinski were credibly concerned they could face government and legal harassment from the incoming Trump administration. Oh, well, welcome to the club.
They
Man
should
up.
Have said that.
Ball up over there. Jesus.
That's what they
this
should have
kind
said.
This kind of cowardice is how we got here in the first place.
You just tell Mika to grow some balls.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Know your value. Grow some balls.
Throwing that in her face.
Knowing that Trump has threatened retribution against his perceived political opponents and that Trump promoted lies about Scarborough and Brzezinski in the past, they decided to reach out to the president-elect. Oh, my God. How many people have called them reek on social media? They're so reeky. Oliver Darcy said, how intellectually lazy to pretend that the very real criticism of their groveling before Trump is just noise from cranks on social media. Yeah, it's the arrogance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ron's also tweeted, Joe Scarborough dismissed critics of his trip to Mar-a-Lago, saying they're disconnected from the real world. Dear Morning Joe, we are part of the real world, and elitist condescension only makes it worse. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, all they had to say was, we were terrified. That's why we went down there.
Yes.
At least that would be honest.
I was honest the day after the election. I came in and said, the guy that owns the show, he said, you're the fourth host that's called and said, am I still going to have a show?
Right.
Of course, we're all scared. But you know what? This is how you defeat fascism. You don't what do they call it? Obeying in advance?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, Joe and Mika are multi-millionaires. Right?
Anytime.
Like what's really going to happen to them? You know? I mean, it's, ay, ay, ay. Okay. So yeah, you were mentioning this, Chris. So I have no idea what's going to happen. So cable TV networks, MSNBC and CNBC to be spun off by Comcast. Uh-huh. They're going to create a new company that will include MSNBC, CNBC, USA, I don't know.
Golf, sci-fi.
Golf Channel. Yeah.
I like sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's good. Resident Aliens on that.
Okay.
It's good. It's really good. Alan Tudyk, he's really good.
The only thing that Comcast is holding on to is Bravo.
Oh, because that's
Bravo.
A money machine with the desperate people.
They print
There's so
money
many
over
desperate
there.
People.
They print money over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
They really do.
Okay.
I don't want
They have a lot of spin-offs. And
oh, Trump also picked the wrestling lady.
Yes.
Well, I mean, she did serve in his first.
Uh-huh. Yep.
As the head of the Small Business Administration, so. She has government experience.
Just tell me now, is Dr. Pepper going to be the new attorney, the new Surgeon General? Just tell me. So I can...
Mayor McCheese?
Mm-hmm.
RFK did eat.
Not a real guy, right?
And apparently RFK did eat the McDonald's.
Of course he did.
Well,
he would eat if Trump told him to. And you know what that's all about? Same thing all of this is about, making people grovel. It's because Bobby Kennedy called the food on the plane poison. Mm-hmm. So Trump made him do that photo op and eat it.
You're right. I'm not going to believe he ate the McDonald's until someone asks him on camera, did you eat that McDonald's?
I think, didn't Johnson rat him out? Somebody ratted him out.
Well, yeah, Mike Johnson and Don Jr. ratted him out.
Right, both of them have a vested interest in making him look like he ate McDonald's. But I want a reporter to ask him personally, did you eat that McDonald's?
Oh, because you know he'll tell the truth.
Yeah, he totally
Well, I mean, you know, it puts him in a corner. It puts him in a corner.
And I want his baby in a corner?
Yeah, I want him to be put in a corner.
They're
I want
all
him...
hypocrites. Oh, my God, he's such a hypocrite. He's like
if I see
an environmentalist that just took a job in the drill baby administration. Oh, my God.
If I see him at the gym, I'm going to go up to him, pretend I'm all bro-y, and I'm like,
oh, he's not going to be slumming at your gym anymore. He's going to be.
Oh, he will.
Is there a gym? Is there a gym on Air Force One that he'll be using?
He'll be there.
he'll be there in his jeans with no shirt.
Oh, God.
And his Secret Service.
Douche. Excuse me. Pardon me. Bless me. Douchebag. Okay. So we have man meat. We have some substitutions on the menu today. Mm-hmm. We have Bob Seska, Dino Badala, and Carlos Elsrocky. Malcolm Nance will be tomorrow.
We substituted the tomatoes for the fries.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of pickles.
Fries.
Lots of pickles on the side. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Extra man meat. Extra pickle. Okay. Well, so lots and lots to get to. I just can't even read the headlines anymore. I've lost the will to live.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Oz. Okay.
Wasn't he on oxygen with you at one point?
Probably.
Thanks,
he's
Oprah.
An Oprah person.
Yeah. Oprah has some stuff to give. By the way, Did I say the disinformation was not going to stop after the, you know, after the election? No, they didn't pay Oprah a penny or Beyonce. Right. They both had to shoot down these. They paid them millions of dollars. They didn't pay them a penny.
In fact, Beyonce flew everybody.
Can you just leave Kamala alone now? Pardon me?
Beyonce flew her own people and herself and on her own dime.
Yeah.
Oprah's.
And also, can you leave Joe Biden alone now, Fox News? For God's sakes. The snarky. He was walking on the beach with his wife, and they're like, Joe Biden's new opponent, Sand, because he stumbled a little bit. Just, oh my God, shut the f- up. Oh God, I hate everybody. Oh, both my eyes. Okay. I'm fine.
You even hate us.
No. Yes. Well. Sometimes. No, you're feeling better, so now I'm going to go back to beating you mercilessly.
Right.
Until morale improves around here.
Okay. Wait until he's 100% better. He's only at like 90.
Oh, I'm just creeping up. Just waiting. Yeah. Okay.
I woke up drenched in sweat, and so my fever broke in the middle of the night. So,
oh. Yeah, that's good. Oh, I would like that. We'd lose a couple extra pounds so I could remain
in. Oh, my God.
What is it, bulimic ditch liquor? Oh, I didn't get to look at Twitter in time to see if my boyfriend is there.
He is your boyfriend.
Yeah. What's his name?
Tom.
Tom. Yeah.
He was my boyfriend!
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Look at them looking. They're laying perpendicularly just to look even cuter than usual. I'm telling you, you've never seen dogs eat until you've seen him eat Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Sean Comiskey testified again that Hefe was a persnickety dog, right? Some dogs, Rocky Mountain Mike Sophie. Everybody knows Sophie.
Right?
So persnickety. What's up with that? Okay, but it's not only delicious, it is so nutritious. It's superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. You know what? I'm getting the bag so I can mention other ingredients. Those are the first four. That's important.
Okay.
Meat, 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 meat. They love to be on a ship with meat. And it's raw and freeze-dried, so everything's packed in there. All the flavor, all the nutrients. Get it. Do it. Go get it. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Krispies!
I love them so much. Hi. Uh-oh. They think it's that time. Oops. Okay. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're 7 times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to heatholders.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, a day without her is like a day without sunshine or a cheeseburger at the Billy Goat Tavern. Hi, good morning, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Steph. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
You know, so I called up, I think it was Allison Gill said, when you look at Trump's appointments as the way to destroy the federal government, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's their aim. That is what they want to do. But I just wanted to really quickly comment on Lindsay Joe and Mika Know Your Place Brzezinski. You know,
has she changed the name already to Know Your Place?
I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, they're afraid. They went ahead and did it because they're afraid. They're terrified.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They, like you pointed out, they've got the means.
Yeah.
They can.
They're rich white millionaires. What is that? What message does that send to the rest of us? Right?
Exactly.
Like you better cower in advance, right?
Oh my God! These are the people that sat there and complained because there weren't enough servers to fill their water glass during, you know, coming out of the shutdown from COVID. This is who these guys are.
And by the way,
can
I say something? Our little warrior princess, Jody Hamilton, took on Justine Bateman. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so sick of them calling us liberals, like, out of touch and elite. Justine Bateman's another white millionaire woman that lives in Hollywood.
Yep.
That's like, oh, thank God Trump's in. I can breathe now. All this political correctness will be gone. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So they can be a-holes as much as they want. Good for them. You know, but you know who's not? You know who's really terrified right now? The trans community.
Yep. Thank
the
you.
The LGBTQIA community. The black community. Okay? These MFers are going to grant full immunity to police officers to target and do whatever the heck they want to people in the black community. I'm sick. I mean, every morning I wake up and I'm like, I cannot believe we're going to be in this nightmare again.
Yeah.
And look, I pray to God that people that are talking about this is going to be a rough 4 years, I hope they're right. I hope that it is just 4 years. Mm-hmm. I hope that in 2 years, people understand what they did and they rally around and they start voting for Democrats. We in our blue states need to make sure that our governors stay our governors and that we vote blue up and down the ballot in local election after election.
Karen,
all we can do right now is
as someone with a trans child, are you surprised they've done not thing A, nor do they intend to, on inflation? The first thing they did is a bill, you know, targeting a bill targeting a trans, the only trans person in Congress.
Of course. Of course. And by the way, there was a piece that just came out, what they plan to do with Medicaid.
Oh, I know. I know.
Medicare, right.
I know. We'll get to that. Aye, aye, aye. Bob Seska next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. America's dairyland is thriving. New numbers show just how much the ag industry is growing. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's food and agricultural sectors reached an economic impact totaling $116.3 billion in 2022, according to a study by UW-Madison's Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. These sectors grew about 10.9% between 2017 and 2022 and made up about 14.3% of the state's total economic output. The study found these sectors provide 353,900 jobs, which is about 9.5% of Wisconsin's workforce. Our dairy industry contributes about $52.8 billion to the state's economy. The growth of the state's agriculture industry is due in part to efforts by Governor Tony Evers and his administration, like the Wisconsin Farm Support Act, which directed $100 million to support farmers in all 72 counties. The 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Governor Evers builds on these efforts with an additional $1.6 million in grants for meat processing facilities, an additional $300,000 each year of the biennium for dairy processors, among other increases to funding aimed at the health of the industry and the health of the farmers who keep it growing.
According to the Madison Region Economic Partnership, there are 60,000 ag jobs in our area, making up 20% of all the state's ag workers. And Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. The company's finances have gotten worse after their merger with JetBlue fell through earlier this year. Now, Spirit doesn't operate out of Dane County Regional Airport, but lots of people who live here fly out of Milwaukee. And Spirit does fly out of there. It has direct flights to Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, and Orlando. Executives say all Spirit tickets and perks are still valid while they go through the Chapter 11 process. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered light snow showers by later this afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high of 43. Tonight, scattered snow showers, 29. Tomorrow, a little light rain and snow. It'll be windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
Women actually deserve to be mocked for this. Not all women, obviously. Not women who are mothers, not women who are married, not women who are Trump supporters and the like.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But we are talking about a very pernicious faction of women. They may be the majority. They skew younger. And they are radical, shrieking, shrill, whining bitches. And they are ruining this country. And everybody knows it. They are shrieking about rape. They're shrieking about sexual assault. No. They hate men.
No.
And they'll say they don't hate men, but they hate men that are masculine.
Would that be noted incel? Nick Fuentes, who lives in his mom's basement and doesn't have sex with anyone?
Because no one
would touch that?
Yeah, he can't get a girl.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, please, Nick, tell us more.
We know that they're radically left-wing, socialist. Mm-hmm. They think that we can solve crime with education. They think we can solve poverty by fighting climate change, whatever that means. Mm. They are begging for more government. They are trying to suffocate little boys and suffocate men. They're preventing marriages. They're preventing child rearing. They're ugly. They're fat. And, like, it just needs to be addressed. And so, yes, it needs to be said.
Yeah. And then
we need to mock these people. Sorry. They need to be defeated.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
He's lovely. He's lovely, isn't he?
I've heard quite a bit about the name-calling intolerant left lately.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I'm just I'm fat.
You're fat.
Lazy.
At least I'm married.
Ugly, shrieky bitch.
At least I'm married.
At least Jody's married.
He doesn't have a problem with me.
At least I have a husband.
At least I have a husband. He has no problem with me. Apparently.
Wow. So those are the people they would like us to reach out to and heal, to help heal the country and reach across because, okay, yeah.
All right. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from.
Bob has a girlfriend.
He does.
Wow.
At least he's got a girlfriend.
Yep.
Wow. Hi, good morning, Bob.
Hi, good morning, Stephanie. I have an announcement to make.
Yes.
I just stepped off the plane, ran back here to sit down to talk with you. Kimberly Johnson and I were just down in Mar-a-Lago meeting with Donald Trump.
It's who today?
Finding common ground. And you know what?
Especially Kimberly.
I have another announcement to make. Guess what I did to Donald Trump?
What?
I stink palmed him.
Did you?
I put my hand in my butt and then shook his hand.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good boy.
You're so adult.
You know, we got to, I mean, it's for national service. I mean, I'm trying to do my part for democracy. Just trying to make him sick.
Oh, Nick Wences, just reaching out a hand to all us fat, ugly, screechy bitches. What else? Masculine something?
Yeah, we don't like masculine men.
He called you fat, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Wow. Now it's a problem.
Tom's going to have a thing or two to say about that.
Wow, has he seen any of the ladies that were at LA Sexy Liberal? Because, okay. Wow. Including,
well, you know what? When
let's
you
start
just
with Kimberly Johnson. Okay.
Well, that Nick Fuentes clip you just played, that's the number of people who heard Nick Fuentes when you just played that clip.
There's more people.
More listeners than he's had in like 5 years. Because I don't know anyone. I mean, who listens to Nick Fuentes? All I know is that he pops up on social media occasionally. I don't see him anywhere on the podcast platforms or YouTube or anything like that. He's just sort of this troll who lives in his mom's basement, and every once in a while a video pops up, just a random clip of something that no one else ever watches.
Yeah.
Strange.
But
he keeps going.
You retweeted Ricky, who said, a Trump supporter I've known for years told me yesterday that I take politics too personally. You know what? I do. My Venezuelan in-laws' safety, my 3 daughters' reproductive freedoms, school shootings, etc., all very personal. Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I was saying during the break, that I've aged about 10 years in the last 14 days. And I think it's a lot of that has to do with the fact that I think we all have this thing
like
called empathy,
ago.
You know?
He's not even president yet. This is only. Remember how young we were at LA Sexy Liberal 2.5 weeks ago?
I know. We're just little teeny tiny babies. We're just like Muppet babies. We all.
They're all so happy.
So young and carefree, fancy free.
No more sexy liberals before a presidential election. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, but, you know, it's the empathy. I mean, we have empathy for people. We don't want to see people get hurt. We don't want to see people get steamrolled. We don't want to see ourselves get steamrolled in all of this. So there's so many different dimensions to what we're facing down here, which is the broader geopolitical dimension of everything, the domestic policy dimension, plus our own personal safety. Like, how is this? I mean, everyone's having conversations right now. Okay, what are we going to do? What, you got your passport? I got my passport. Yeah. Are you ready to roll? Do you have a go bag? We all have go bags now. We're like Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad. We've got a rental car parked at a airport parking lot in a garage, and we've got, you know, just a duffel bag filled with cash and...
I am
just
really
ready to bug out.
You know what? I got to go do some stuff. You guys talk to Bob.
Okay.
Realize I don't have anything.
I have a go-bag.
Water, batteries. I got nothing.
So you got enough an earthquake.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have that either. I keep raiding it, and then I'm like, oh, there's nothing in there now.
No. You need an earthquake bag, which is a go-bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone I talk to is just like, are you preparing? Are you ready? Are you ready to get out? No.
I'm not going anywhere.
I got no place to go. That's my thing.
Yeah, we are all Richard Gere now, an officer and
a
gentleman.
Right.
We're all spitting on each other.
Yeah. I ain't gonna quit. I got nowhere else to go.
The only place that's welcoming Americans right now. I saw an announcement by the mayor of Copenhagen in Denmark, up there in Norland. Oh. He's inviting everyone,
fantastic,
Americans, to come stay in Copenhagen.
I'm going to stay here and irritate as many people as I possibly can.
There's a city in Italy that is inviting Americans to live there. They're actually paying Americans to come over and live.
I have a bad.
Oh wow!
Italian memory from college, as you recall from yesterday's show.
Well, I can get Italian citizenship because of my grandparents.
To your point, Bob, Thea tweeted, if being woke, which I get called often, means I have empathy, consideration, respect for people, all people, regardless of their culture, skin color, gender, or sexuality, as long as they're not actively choosing to be garbage humans, then consider me happily woke. This is what, you know, I was doing when I was paying attention to you, but I was also Googling, hold please, Bob.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
This, the famous John F. Kennedy quote. It's just, I'm not very good at Googling.
Ask not what your country can do for
you. No, not that one. What it means
far
to be.
Four and 7 years ago.
It's the what it means to be a liberal. The good Kennedy, not the deranged brainworm.
Jack? Yes.
We all live on this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We cherish our children's futures.
Hang on, Bob. If by liberals, they mean someone who looks ahead and not behind, someone who welcomes new ideas without rigid reactions, someone who cares about the welfare of the people, their health, their housing, their schools, their jobs, their civil rights, and their civil liberties, someone who believes we can break through the stalemates of suspicions that grip us in our policies abroad. If that's what they mean by a liberal, then I am proud to say I am a liberal. We have to embrace this again. You know what? I just, a big hearty you, the Nick Fuentes of the world, right?
Well, you know, there was a big move, I remember, after the 2004 election. And stop me if I've said this before on the show. I don't recall. As I said, I've aged about, 10, 15 years in the last 2 weeks. But there was a similar reaction after the 2004 election where we all felt like we just had to sell out our values and become Republicans. There was there was something like, 25 states passed ballot measures to ban same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. George W. Bush was reelected with, I don't need to go into the gory details.
That's when Chris made his go-bag, when they had that cake with the two grooms on it. That was his first go-bag.
That's right. It was a dismal, dismal period of time. And so we did end up coming out of that. We did make it through, and with democracy somewhat intact, I'm happy to say. How that happens this time, I'm not exactly sure what the path is, but here we are again. And I think there are ways to get through. I think there are ways that we can hang on to democracy in some form.
Also, you retweeted Brian saying Dems are doing a lot of soul searching, but I think this chart is the actual takeaway here. I think Harris did a lot with the deck stacked against her, and Trump still didn't crack 50% of the vote. Yeah. I mean, it ended up being a point and a half or so,
Right,
By the way, less of a margin than Hillary beat him by.
Thank you.
In the popular vote, which I'm sure doesn't bother him at all. But, and again, that's, by the way, Bob, as we tend to do in the fact-based universe, that's just facts. I'm not trying to do spin or make people feel better or be in the liberal bubble. The fact is, this was not a landslide and not a mandate. And so they want you to feel like that and to do exactly what we've been doing, all beating up each other and what's wrong with Democrats and, you know, oh, God, you know, and just give up, right?
Right, right. I think ultimately what we're talking about here, because the margin was so narrow and the fact that Donald Trump did not get past 50% indicates that there was just maybe an issue with messaging. Somehow there was a disconnect between certain voters and the Democratic message. And that's something, that's a bridge that I think we have to cross. I think we have to reach out and make sure that we win back some of those voters that decided, I don't know about this person, I don't know about that person, so I'm just going to go with the thing that's familiar because he was already president once, and I don't know, I liked it when it was 2019 and everything was okay, seemingly. And that, I think that's not a difficult hurdle to clear next time around. I think those people can be won back. It's just, you know, in fact, as Chris has been saying, that we need to make the effort to make sure that, one, we're not selling out our values, but two, that we're trying to connect with certain people who voted Democratic in 4 years ago and maybe switched over to Donald Trump this year. I think those people are winnable again.
They are. And beyond, by the way, progressive infrastructure, Bob, like you and me, we have got to stop thinking the mainstream media is our friend. If anything, they go to the opposite side to prove they're not liberal. You know, I mean, look at Joe and Mika on the liberal network. They think that's going to grow their lost liberal audience. Is going to suck Donald Trump's. This Janet Jamel tweeted this. If the media had covered Trump's plans to end entire government agencies, purge universities, deport dreamers, and fund the government with tariffs like they covered Biden's debate performance, we might not be in this mess. I think, in many ways, is the original sin. You know, they pounded him out of the race. And, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I think a lot of the aforementioned voters who may have swung toward the right this time around are probably low propensity voters. Voters who, unlike us, I mean, we stare at this stuff 24/7. I mean, we're deeply ensconced in everything that happens in politics down to a granular level. A lot of people only vote based on what they heard as they were walking by the TV in the living room for literally 5 seconds, and then a pollster calls up and says, what do you think of this issue? Oh, I just heard that thing that I overheard on the TV as just walking through the room. And
massive disinformation. You know, I mean, Kamala Harris didn't lose. She didn't lose on, you know, some people say trans issues. She lost on the people believed that she was doing trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prison. You know, that's what I mean.
A whole lot of disinformation. I want to go back to that time, and I don't know how this is even possible with cable and internet and things not necessarily being the purview of the FCC. But remember Quiz Show, the movie Quiz Show about the rigging of the game show 21? There were congressional investigations about a game show lying to its audience about how the game actually worked, how they were giving answers to contestants they wanted to elevate as being telegenic or whatever. And now we're in a period of time where anything goes as far as disinformation, lying, deceiving the public. And how do you square that circle? How do you rein that in without trampling on free speech? And that's a gigantic conundrum because we face this We have been for 20 years.
They call massive COVID disinformation that was killing literally millions of people. That's free speech and you can't squelch that. I mean, you retweeted our friend Stephen Beschloss, who was on yesterday, and said, let's keep these facts in mind as the anti-vax onslaught accelerates. And just the number of people that died of measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, smallpox, polio before the vaccine and after.
That's right.
Spoiler alert, smallpox and polio, zero died after the vaccine, right?
Yeah, and very little accountability as far as that mass death goes. Obviously, Donald Trump lost that election in 2020. I mean, in part because people were tired of the lackadaisical response, the negligent response to COVID, the death that was occurring, the recession that occurred. I think that was another big factor that certainly hurt Donald Trump last time around and maybe helped him this time was the perception of the economy. So these are, I mean, we're asking these questions.
Not the economy, the perception of the economy.
The perception
disinformation.
Of the
disinformation. That's exactly
right.
Back.
Yeah. 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 And so this is something that we need to focus on in the future. And I sometimes wonder, is commentary, is what we do, is the function of a campaign, the persuasive function of a campaign. Is that even relevant anymore, or are people just making decisions based on how they yeah. perceive things in their everyday life, and the persuasive effort made by people like us or candidates or whoever, commercials, videos on the internet? Does that work anymore? And I'd like
yes,
to think
and
that
let me tell you why you are the key yeah. to saving America, Bob Sessler.
That's right. That's why I've aged so much. We're all putting this on ourselves. Like, damn it, what did we do wrong? And no,
because
I don't think it's that. But
I, Chris and Jody, we talk about it all the time. You are entertaining. That's the key. It's like you're yeah. funny. You're entertaining. Yeah. It's not. Nobody wants to listen to just talking points on either side. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's how we. I keep saying, support this cinematic universe. Everybody yeah. in it. You know that all.
Yeah. Well,
it,
now more than ever, you have yeah. to support independent media, because obviously corporate media has failed us time and time again. I can't stop saying this has been the worst year for the political press that I have ever witnessed, and I've been following yeah. politics and journalism for 40 years now, since the 80s, and this has been an abomination.
Yeah, so many people said they can't imagine what Eric Bollert would be thinking yeah. now.
Corporate media is being spun off.
It
yeah.
is. What's
yeah.
of it?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah,
also,
that's an interesting thing.
Yeah. yeah, it is.
I heard you pitching Love to Me on your podcast the other day, and
Did you pitch
back.
Woo?
You pitched Woo to
he
me.
He does pitch
I was
Woo.
Pitching Woo. That's right.
Verbal wed woses. How romantic.
Oh.
Thank you. I feel the same about you, and you lift me up too. And that's what I keep saying. Please, in honor of Kamala, lift someone up instead of beating them down. And especially,
yeah.
you know, because everybody, we're all having a hard time for different reasons. And thank you for. I know I called you. We texted. We've been texting. And listen,
thank you for that.
And Kimberly, please get an omelet for me at the omelet bar, Mar-a-Lago, later.
Okay.
When you're down there.
Yes, we'll think of you when we're at the prime rib bar later this afternoon. After water polo, we're gonna
with Donald
Marco polio. See, that's
yes,
that's
right.
That means. Bobby Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love you, Bob yes. Seska.
I love you too. We'll see you at Mar-a-Lago. Goodbye.
Goodbye Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Call me Lovey, won't you? Okay, 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by all of our CB distillery.
Yeah.
We got our gummies, we got our tinctures, we got our, oh boy, howdy, did I need it last week? 50-mile ride, four
oh.
hours.
Ouch.
Mama was a little, what's the word? Prone.
Sore?
Afterwards.
Spent.
Prone. Spent. I actually didn't eat dinner in bed. I didn't move again. Since whatever time in the afternoon. But CB Distillery, my relief stick, fixed my back up, my lower back, boy howdy, good as new, right? CB Distillery is the source we trust. Surveys, they're crazy. They are pure, effective CBD solutions. Surveys show 81% of customers say they experience more calm, 80% said less pain after physical activity. Check this out, 90% sleep better with CBD. If you're struggling with a health concern and you haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. Over 2 million customers, solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Right now, if you go to cbdistillery.com, type in the code Stephanie, get 20% off. CBDistillery.com, code is Stephanie.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off her.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I keep threatening, and I got to bring down the world's softest blanket.
I want to see it. Yeah.
It is the softest, warmest blanket ever. Oh, God. Because people think heat holders just make socks. They do make the best thermal socks ever. And here's the other cool thing. It's like a thermostat. You can order originals, lights, ultralights, depending on, what kind of cold you're facing there.
Right.
Talking to people in all different parts of the country. Even here in L.A., we're saying it's getting cold in the morning. When I start a bike ride at 8 a.m., it's like 40 degrees something.
Oh, yeah.
You're going fast. I'm just telling you, I got the greatest black knit hat. I have the blankie. I got the socks. They make such great gifts. I've given them to lots of friends and family back east over the years. They love them, love them, love them. And you don't have to take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller and get 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. That's heatholders.com. The code is Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer. Anita in San Antonio, our beloved. Hi, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm hearing that, the billionaire fascist transition team wants to model our economy after that. What's his name? Malo or something. He's from the Argentinian president.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he slashed everything, and now 50% of Argentinians live in poverty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Inflation is sky high. Interest rates are sky high, and that's who they think is doing a great job.
Yeah, and the company—I can't remember what company I saw on the news this morning. And already talking about layoffs, talking about because of tariffs. I mean, it's just
Walmart.
Walmart said that. They were going to raise their prices, and who goes to Walmart?
Yeah, the pain
you know?
Is coming.
And remember, Mitt Romney said the 47%. 47% of Americans have some sort of government help.
Yeah, yeah. All rich white millionaires and billionaires can please shut the up, if you don't mind. Thanks. Dino Badala coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.